Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
These are beavers. Oh, look like, oh my God, that's a crocodile. That's Wally Gator. Look how they stand up on their toes. Like, hey, cuz, we got to get up out of here, cuz. Come on. He got them cornered right now. Oh, whoa, were they going head up with him? They ain't scared of him. What is these animals? Them the ones that eat snakes, huh? Is them mongooses? Oh, wow. It's about 12 of them, cuz. They didn't back the gator up. I ain't never seen a gator get punked by no mongooses. Retreat. Yeah, retreat. Yeah, back up, fool.
I am possessed. First of all, did that come through okay? Is that sound
absolutely perfect?
Did you hear? I am possessed by Snoop Dogg narrating nature videos.
We are very close, Mike, because a listener sent it to me too, and I watched the whole thing.
It is the
retreat
greatest thing. You know, something about a pot-addled brain. Narrating. It's Snoop. It's Snoop being Snoop, and he doesn't try to be funny, and that's why he's funny. He's fantastic.
It was the one I saw. Did you see the one where it's alligators versus flamingos?
I saw that one, but the one I was playing was it looked like alligators versus the otters.
Ah,
and,
yes.
And he called them, or as Snoop called them, mongooses. I recommend it highly. I don't know where it comes from, but I just, it's like anything online. You see a viral video and you start popping on it. It's fantastic.
I have some audio. Do you want to hear a little bit of flamingo
versus
gator? Let's
listen to a little more flamingo versus gator. This is, ladies and gentlemen, nature video. Snoop Dogg narrates a video of flamingos and crocodiles.
Hey, it's your boy, Big Snoop Dogg. Let's look at some animals. Here we go. We got flamingos, right? Them is flamingos. I know what flamingos is, because they pink. What's wrong with him? Oh, no, because the alligators is camouflage. The alligators got green grass on their head, and the flamingo slipping off the rock, because if he fall, his ass is grass. Look at this motor mouth under the water. Oh, that's cool.
You don't have to see the video.
You don't. You don't.
His ass is falling. He's falling real fast. Uh-oh. Look at this.
So it goes on and on like that. A year ago,
it's so great.
Kimmel, of course, did this. Jimmy Kimmel teamed up with Snoop to create what they called Plazanet Earth, which was a spoof on the miniseries Planet Earth. Snoop narrates typical nature footage of seals,
frogs,
and other wildlife, and puts his own unique spin on it, cuz. So I love it.
You know,
I
it's just
Snoop.
Funny, because Oscar and I were talking just, I think, last week about the Disney nature films we all watched in school.
Yes.
Growing up, and that they were huge moneymakers for Disney, because he wouldn't do the soundtrack till after he had the film.
Yeah.
They would just send out a camera and no sound crew, film as many animals as they could, and then bring it back to the studio and write some sort of narrative that never happened.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is my sister is possessed by Making a Murderer. She is absolutely, so possessed by it that she got furious at me when I brought up the fact that I'd skipped ahead and really believed that the guy was guilty of murder. And she's like, no, don't tell me. Well, he's guilty of murder because, no, don't say anything.
She hadn't so she's finished the series.
I watched the first hour and got online just to find out what the hell was really going on.
Yeah.
Kind of ruined the whole thing by doing that. By the way, if you do what I did, if you watch like Making a Murder and you watch the first episode and then you go online to find out what's happening now, it will ruin the series for you. You will not want
to
necessarily
go back into
it. Or if
you listen to this segment.
No.
Or you listen to this segment, I probably. but I haven't specified what the dilly is.
It's still up in the air. You made your own
decision. For the making of a miserderer.
You made your own decision. It's still up in the air of what really happened.
He has an IQ of 70, cuz.
Not his mom.
Look at that grass. Those alligators got grass on their head.
You know who is addicted to making a murderer? Who? Julia.
She is?
I came home. She's in the middle of episode 7.
That is not a good thing.
Well, no, she's 15 now.
Remember when Julia Jellybean was around?
That was 8 years ago.
So,
she's 15
for those
now.
Of you not in the know, his wonderful little daughter, who's a genius, kept her own Facebook page away from Rob and his wife, saying that she's not on Facebook.
Yeah,
and then Rob found her on Facebook.
Yeah, her name was Julia Jellybean.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will get to thank you for allowing me a little time away from the show. I will tell you that I was the definition of first world problems not 2 hours ago when I was in the skies somewhere between Boston and Fort Myers, Florida, and I had planned to, I was up at 4:45, got picked up at 5 o'clock by the cab, got to Logan Airport, got on the plane, was planning to do my Wazirk,
yes,
while I was on the Plaisane,
yes.
Because Azoskar yes. had informed me when he was on the last time he was on Jazette Blue or Blazoo, he had said Wi-Fi, and so on the way up to Boston, the Internizette, which was a dream for me,
sure.
Because it was just incredible that I was able to. So I had planned to do all my Wazirk. This morning between 6:27 and landing at approximately 10:15.
That makes sense.
That's the right amount of time to do your Chazot prep.
So the flight attendant comes by and I whipped out my computer, my laptop.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there and I see, and then she comes by and I said, we're on a small plane. We're on one of them Brazilian planes, one of those Embraers.
So no hair at all.
So no hair at all. It's hairless. Even the back of the plane, even the butt of the plane doesn't have hair on it.
Gross.
Well, he's got two women in the studio.
Yeah,
that's why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's like his father,
that's
really.
Why this is gross.
A closet like perv. Yeah.
There's nothing
biblical
to do
proportion.
With it. It was a classic setup.
Never would have used that if it was just us.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't share it with the listeners.
These are lies. It's a blanket of lies.
Ladies,
so this is Mr. First World.
Just come to me.
Imagine this 20 years ago. Imagine this 15 years ago. The flight attendant comes by, and I look at her, and I said, Do we have Wi-Fi? No, it's not on this plane yet. I'm like, and she walks away, and I realized, Mr. First World Problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. You wouldn't have had that conversation before,
And that's, that's even with Southwest and every other airline out there, not all of them have it. Right. You get an old plane, you get the magic 8-ball that says no Wi-Fi.
It's frustrating. So I think eventually you're going to get this on all planes.
Yes.
And my God, it's transformative. I mean, not only are you able to do whatever work you need to do, but you can communicate with people and let them know exactly where you are and what's going on. It's absolutely spectacular. And then so I went back and I had to settle for my 31 channels of television in the middle of this aluminum tube in the sky. And, I was not upset because I realized this is incredible, the technology we have in our airplanes nowadays. But there's no technology on this particular plane that can prevent what I will refer to, and I'll tell you about it in just a sec,
yes.
The Fart Express from Boston.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
James may not understand what you're saying, but I do. I mean, you and AJ obviously have a connection, and you're trying to honor him right now. Right, James? My question to everyone standing here is, is he honoring you, Tasha? Because when I went through this phone here, I'm not going to lie to you, I was kind of thrown off by what was going on in the contact list, especially the favorites, because the first name I came across was Colette. I said, well, who is Colette? More importantly, what's her ringtone? So I played it.
Booty, booty, booty alert. Booty, booty, booty alert.
I don't know about you, but that throws me off because it's hypersexual. What's that relationship about? So I said, maybe that's the only one. But then right underneath it, I see Bree.
Break.
Yeah, who is that? What's her ringtone? So I played it. James, you hear that?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's looking that up and down, no doubt.
James, that's a little graphic.
It's true.
But disregard that. So then I started thinking about you. Your priority, at least I thought you were. But then I see your name at the bottom of the list. So I say, maybe he saved the best for last. Then I played your ringtone, Tasha. This is where it got dark.
Ugh.
Tasha, that's an Apple chime. That's a factory ringtone. That costs absolutely nothing. That's the guy that you want to take up for? Mr. Generic ringtone from a lady? I'm just asking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Trunk Club, and I want to tell you about disc jockeys. I've been around disc jockeys my entire life.
Yes.
Disc jockeys are inevitably style challenged.
Yes.
They just don't get it, and I have been around tons of them. Fat, skinny, in between. I'm going to send to all my disc jockey brothers a suggestion to check out Trunk Club, okay? You don't need to go to the mall. This can be your most stylish year yet. You won't have to do any of the work yourself. Let me tell you about Trunk Club. They take the hassle out of shopping by finding the best clothes for you and your style. You'll always look great and always have the perfect clothes for the season. At trunkclub.com/TMOS, you simply answer some questions about yourself and you are assigned an expert, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Fantastic.
A stylist, people. Before you know it, a trunk arrives at your doorstep filled with hand-fit clothes perfect for you. The stylist hand-picks clothes from you from the best brands. Keep what you like, send back what you don't. Just use the prepaid trunk for easy returns. It's like having a personal shopper.
Like this shirt I'm wearing right now, I got in my trunk.
Hey!
Yay!
I received it.
Look at that.
The young lady called me. I figure she's young. She sounded young.
Her name said, is Tasmin.
What are you into? And I said, this is what I'm into. She sent it over. I picked what I wanted, and I sent the trunk back with the things that I wasn't into.
That's so cool.
It's fantastic. They handpick clothes just like they did for Oscar. Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges, just great clothes. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Get started today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. To take advantage, just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you will love wearing, people.
Yay, Trunk Club.
Well,
did you
thank
talk
you.
To her, Rob?
I did. Tasmin. She was great.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Tasmin.
Yeah.
I would have talked to Tasmin, but I've been flying up and down to Boston to take people to doctor's appointments.
So please come to Boston. Yeah.
Mike, what was, look, and for clarification, I really, when we talked about it on air, we want to be as private and respectful as possible to my family. Unfortunately, I think we're a little too vague because we need a little more clarification.
Yes.
I have a 95-year-old mother who has had a rough patch of health, and it got to a point where I felt it was necessary to hop on a plane on Monday and go be with my mom and be with my sister because we were dealing with a doctor's appointment that was going to make a very difficult decision as to her health treatment. As it turned out, we got some you hesitate to say good news, but it was better news than we expected. And she's, she's not going anywhere right away. We were really concerned. It's a circulatory thing with her. I don't want to go into the details of it, but she is still hanging in there. And there are some treatment options that they did discuss. We didn't know whether that would be the case based on how old she is. And she's had a real tough time of it as far as her health is concerned. And she, my sister deals with this alone up in Boston all the time, and it was necessary for me to get on a plane and travel from down here up to Beantown just to be with them, and I was glad that I did it. I was told by my sister and told by my mother, don't do it, it'd be better, that's my comfort zone with your sister. I just couldn't, and before the show, it was probably half an hour that I sat on the end of the bed, and Carla came into me and said, what's wrong? I said, I got to do this. I can't go in there and do a show and, hang out down here all day like there's nothing going on. I've got to go up there and be in there. And so it was off to the airport, 10:30 in the morning.
If you're afforded the opportunity, you know what I've never heard someone say? I've never heard someone say, I'm really sorry I went and visited somebody.
Yeah.
You never hear that. And it's so good that you went.
Well, it was 10:30 in the morning. I walked into the airport, and you kind of figure, I've got a 12:04 flight, and I think that would be fantastic. But then it was a two-hour flight delay. By the time I walked into my sister's place in Boston, it was 6 o'clock at night. And
day.
Nana was going to be tucked into bed at that point. So that was kind of a bust on
Monday.
Did your
mom know that you were coming?
By the end of the day, yes, she did.
So what was her reaction when you came in?
I don't know, because Kathy was sharing that with her, and I didn't see her until mid-morning on Tuesday before we were going to take her to her doctor's appointment. But she is a wonderful lady, and she is, you know, although she's 95, when you get to be that age, you actually have to consider medical people. At least that's the way it's been. Medical people say, you know, there are certain procedures they're just not going to do because you're 95.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of it. And she, we're all, listen, we've all wrapped our head around this. You have conversations along the lines of, you know, I've had a good life and things like that.
Right.
You have to be realistic about it. You do. So what you don't expect is to go into a doctor's office and he gives you a couple of potential options for treating this circulatory issue that she has. That's been really resulting in her quality of life going downhill rapidly.
Sure.
So where we are now is still a lot of questions to answer, but I was glad I went up there. And because this is a circulatory situation.
Right.
We go into this very small and very hot doctor's office where it was 24 degrees yesterday in Boston for the high temperature. So we were sitting there and everybody's bundled up, and then you go and they got the heat cranked and everybody's in.
Sure.
And I'm looking over at my mom and I'm holding her hand and I'm looking at her, and she's, you know, she's probably scared out of her mind. She really, really is. And, you know, she's got to make some very tough decisions, and, you know, that involve all sorts of stuff that I will not, out of respect to her, I will not go in the detail here, but it's scary. Just let me leave it at that. It's scary. And before we went in there, there were a number of people. It's quite a parade. Let me just say that. Just
right.
quite a parade of the ill and infirmed in this particular doctor's office.
Present company included.
And we are seriously at the stress level for this entire trip was at its absolute peak. You got a little of that, didn't you, Rob?
You know what? Looking back on it, I guess I did. I didn't feel it at the
great
time.
Great timing. But anyway, so the stress level was right about here, way up here.
Pressure cooker.
And in front of us there are two people. There is a lady, I would say, probably in her late 40s or maybe 50s, and a gentleman of the same age, maybe a little older. The lady is in a wheelchair with a neck brace.
Oh, man.
And they get called back there.
Yes.
And the man she is with, don't know if it was her husband, but I think probably.
Could have been a lover,
Mike. He has a pair of crutches. And he gets up, and I can only describe it as when he started to get up, it looked like the scene in Something About Mary. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
How he gets up. And at this point, there's a really, really old guy next to me. It's my sister, my mom, and then a younger lady that seemed like she was okay. I mean, she's got an appointment there, and she's sitting there. And my mom says, not in a stage whisper, my mom says, I wonder who drove.
Oh, so she's got a sense of humor still.
And the lady to her right goes,
It was awesome.
And the tension left for a little while. And then we went in and, you know, had a meeting with the doctor who Kathy kept reminding me looks exactly like George Clooney.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And he was a good guy. That's why when I shook his hand, he said, this is Dr. So-and-so. I said, well, hello.
There is something so magnificent about an older person who still has all their marbles because they get a pass on saying something like that. If you had said it, you would have been ushered out of the room. But she said it, it's okay. It's cool.
It was okay. And then, you know, she's, you know, of all, look, my sister and I are dealing with this, but it doesn't matter. We don't matter. What matters is this is her life. And they're talking about, you know, leg issues and, you know, they're talking, you know, we there's potential Civil War surgeon stuff here. Okay.
All right.
So, I mean, that's what she's dealing with. And she decides, you know, I don't want any of that. If that's the case, give me something to make me comfortable. And
okay.
Send me somewhere and let me, you know, let me ride out the string. That's her attitude. So she's, you know, she puts up a good face and she's, you know, she's honest with us, but she's a trooper, man. And she gets in there and the whole demeanor changed after there were some options because it's very clear to me that she wants to be around and she wants to do this. And if there is an option to do it now, that could change. Look, when you're 95, it could change in a heartbeat. It could. But for now, I left there with a much better frame of mind than when I was going up there. And when I got on the fart plane this morning, I was very, very happy. I go back because my nose was dry. And I didn't want to blow my nose next to the guy in front of me. I wanted to go into the men's room, so I go to the back. I don't even have to pee. I'm not drinking enough. I'm probably a little dehydrated. And I go to the back of this little tube, this little Embraer jet. And
are you on the aisle? So it's not a big deal.
No, I'm on the window. There was one guy. They're just two and twos.
So okay,
it's a small,
not so bad.
Small jet.
All right.
So I crawl over the guy. He's super nice that I crawl over next, and I watch the back. Now I'd gotten a little wafting from the word go on this plane. Maybe it's the size of the plane. Maybe it's the vacationers. Who the hell knows what's going on?
Lack
but the
of
fact
cabin
is,
pressurization, Mike.
The plane from almost the taxiing out there smells like okay, it truly does. It really, really does. And I go to the back because I'm going to blow the nose. And the flight attendants were both, they looked like they could be sisters. They were young, they were nice, and they were perky, and both, I'll give them a plug, Jet Blau. Jet Blau has some,
airline, isn't it?
Both going and coming, they had very nice, young, perky, nice flight attendants. So I go back, and I see the red light is on in the back of the plane, and I wait, and I say, and it's one bathroom. It's not a big plane. It's,
sure,
they've got only one head back there, and I see that Ludmilla, the flight attendant, is coming down with the bag collecting trash. Well, she's tall, blonde, Nordic, kind of, and so she's making her way back, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll have a little conversation, just like the good old days, huh? So, and so she's making her way back, and she's super nice. She gets back. Hello, how are you? And we start chatting, and I forgot what we're talking about, anything. At that moment, how would I describe this individual? Star of Mike and Molly, the guy, whoever the guy is.
Oh, that would be Mike.
Mike of Mike and Molly, whoever the actor is, though. That's what I'm talking about, you mallethead. That's what I mean.
A man of larger carriage.
Yeah, big guy.
He looks like the guy from Mike and Molly. Opens the door, and the S smell, he's obviously, well, he was in there. I was sitting there talking to her for probably 3 or 4 minutes, and I had waited for 2 or 3 minutes for her to make her way down the aisle. I was waiting there for well over 8 minutes.
He was doing some work.
Yeah, he was.
He was pushing, which to me, I swear to God, there ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. Unless you are in tremendous intestinal distress.
That's right.
You should not be allowed to evacuate your bowels, especially when you're over three bills. And so I'm having the conversation, and the door opens, and he's, oblivious.
Of course.
Just grunting, huffing and puffing, and the crap smell that he...
That's
was
following,
horrible.
No doubt, his rich airport breakfast. Perhaps the celebrity you're referring to is Billy Gardell, who plays Mike Biggs.
Billy Gardell comes rolling out, and then I'm like, okay. And I went in, and all I had to do was blow my nose, and I come out of the bathroom, and they're both sitting there at this point. And I look both of them, I said, that was extremely unpleasant, and that cracked them up. So they knew it wasn't me. Back to the seat, and it was just constant.
Yeah.
Constant, man. It's just, I guess it's a 6 o'clock flight. I guess that's what does it.
I think
6:27
in
the morning.
Maybe it's not the air circulation that they have in a larger jet,
Right.
And maybe
the
farts hang heavy and low to the ground like movie fog.
If we're on the brink of autonomous cars, why can't we make a better bathroom with a better fan that's flying in the air, right?
And also a bathroom that when you press the flush button, it doesn't feel as though,
over.
Your right leg could be amputated below the knee, and sucked out of the
airplane with
the
tie.
Exactly. Exactly. There are urban legends of heavy people that flush while they're still seated, and it actually causes them to prolapse.
Let me just say to people, if you're flying from California or Florida back towards the East Coast, look for a, for example, the flight time is about to Boston is about 2 hours and 45 minutes from Fort Myers.
That's actually a miracle. It's awesome.
From Fort Myers to Boston. From Boston to Fort Myers, it's about 9 hours and 14 minutes. That's, the planes, I was told that on when did I leave? Monday? Monday.
Yeah.
That on Monday that the planes were delayed. They were all 2-hour delays because of headwinds. I've never heard of that before, but I guess that's what they were. There was no massive weather system that they were dealing with. They were dealing with the headwinds coming coming back, and they had that. You looked at the times on the schedules, and that's what they said.
You know what's really odd weird, is that on the trip back, you were battling tailwinds.
It's true.
Because you're going north-south.
That's right.
I didn't think it was that big a deal.
I'm
you know,
about the tailwinds in the bathroom.
Right.
But it was nice. You know, the pilots were younger than our interns. They were like, one of the pilots would look younger than Mac, and that's a little.
Oh,
cause for
I think Mac would be a wonderful pilot if he remembered to show up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Quick update on Mac. Foods. Mike, I don't know where we are on the clock. I apologize, but this is going to
is this
be
big?
Yeah, do you want to break and then come back with Mac?
You have Mac news?
Yeah. We do.
And we also have Maddie and Rachel that are here. And good news, Maddie and Rachel are both going to be becoming flight attendants for JetBlue right after this show. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Sanjeev, are you ready to go to the gym with me? I will be in a sec, but right now, I am updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
That Mike O'Mara Show app. It is new, and everybody is talking about it.
The music.
I updated yesterday, and I love it.
Your thing on Android. Will it work for me, I say?
Right. Absolutely. Both platforms.
Yep.
He's working his dialects.
Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
There you go.
Thank you.
Love it. Yay.
All right. Thank you very much. A little editing, please. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Everybody wants to be the best they can possibly be. It's easy to say, but making it happen is tough. Luckily, Texture can help you. You can get fit with Men's Health. You can fix your wardrobe with Esquire while you're reading about Donald Trump being the hater-in-chief, which is on the cover of Esquire. That's what I've been reading with my Texture app. I love it. If you want to be the next Bill Gates, download Forbes or Fortune and stay in the know. Texture still... absolutely, unequivocally, the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or tablet, and you can organize them there as well. Better yet, Texture's curated collections let me focus on my favorite topics. Sign up today for instant insider access to the best reads and the best magazines anywhere. It's super easy to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article. Stop wasting time, wasting paper, wasting money. Get Texture today. I love my Texture. Helps me cure my slice, helps me with my chipping, helps me with it. No, it doesn't really, but that's not Texture.
But you're
that's
trying.
Me.
You're trying, yes. And that's good.
Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Take advantage of this offer right now and better yourself with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now.
You really should right now.
At texture.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. One last thing before we get to Mac. One last thing.
Yeah.
My mom, I swear to God, this is weird. We're sitting there at the end of the day. Everybody's exhausted. We're in her little tiny little assisted living condo / apartment.
Yeah, her apartment.
Greg, you still in the freezer?
And I don't think she does the high-octane stuff. The good stuff. I think she has the cheap stuff, like Smirnoff.
Yep. But doesn't she pour it into a Grey Goose bottle?
Yes, she pours it into Grey Goose, but she wasn't ready to have her drinky-poo yet.
Oh, okay,
and Kathy and I were ready to beat feet back into Beantown.
That's right.
Where we were going to get a little of our drink on last night. And then we get...
Well,
you know when
it.
You do... But you know what? Then we got there, we had a glass of wine, and it's like bedtime. It was a long day, to say the least. So
you're getting
we're sitting
older.
There, and she's going through her myriad of issues and what her concerns are. And okay, so we'll make the appointment next Tuesday, Cappy. You'll come out here, and that's good. Now, they're calling you because it's your schedule. It's not my schedule, and it's fine. But my leg's fine. But the thing is, it's just the stomach. If the stomach... And she goes, and finally she stops.
Yeah?
She takes a pause, and she goes, looks at both of us, and she goes, Enough about me. Let's talk about sex.
Oh, my God.
95 years old. Yay. So
that's
anyway, she's still got it up there.
That's yeah, where you yeah. get it. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's got that. So back into the bosom of my radio family here and surrounded by intern Rachel, or intern Maddie, and intern Mac, the elder statesman intern that we have.
Yes, elder statesman indeed.
Yes, and it's time for an intern update. What do we have for Mac?
Yes, last
today?
Week... if you were listening, and shame on you if you weren't.
Yeah, boo to you.
We came to a revelation here on the program where Mac had disclosed that he had been lying to his family about going to college last semester.
Actually, opened it goes
his soul
a little deeper.
Yes.
It goes a little deeper. The lie is based on the lie that he couldn't come in and do Tech 411 because of a family emergency.
Yes.
The family emergency is that mom found out and they yelled at each other.
Well, I told
her. And that mom had no knowledge of the fact that he was skipping school, that he wasn't going to class.
He was cutting class. He was playing hooky.
And Mac just laid it all out there. Told me later, off the air, that he didn't intend to do that. He just did it.
Probably
and that's
cathartic
the power,
for him.
Yeah,
the
little,
power
yeah.
of the microphone. Yeah. We use it as therapy. Anybody can. So that's where we were last time we checked in with our intern.
So
Mac.
Mac had not been in this week. His usual schedule was basically when he could, because he wasn't going to class. But when I see Mac once a week now, I feel, oh, he's going to class. At least he's doing something that's not cutting class.
Bettering
right?
himself.
Well, the whole... basis of the confessional was that this semester he was going back
he
to
needed
class.
To go back he wanted right. to go back
no
right?
more hanging out in the parking lot of Whole Foods and stealing Wi-Fi, Mike. This is a thing of the past.
He could actually go. So yeah, I'm curious about where this
so
is going.
Because I care, contrary to popular belief, I see Mac off mic and I say, hey man, how's class? Because I really do care. I want to see how
care.
He's doing right.
He does care.
And he says, I dropped out. So I left
Mac.
It there, and I said,
there's
what,
more to it.
What do you mean you dropped out? And I would like to get into it now. Because when we left you, you had, I think, a total of 12 credits you were looking forward to.
No.
Mac.
Nine?
Mac.
Yeah, around nine.
Not around nine, Mike. That's how that works in college.
9 hours. Nine credit hours.
Yes.
I think it's eight. Two classes, four and four.
Okay. Wait, are we going to whittle it down to three? What the hell is going on
Mike,
here?
Mike, this is like watching the stock market. It just keeps going down.
There's got to be a bounce someday. When's the bounce going
to
happen?
We're talking about ultimately the 13th grade here. We're not talking about, you know, you're not going to MIT, okay?
He goes to Nova Coco.
You're going to Nova Coco. All right, so you're going to the Kimona Nakala. So that the level of stress for that is not the same as, you know, I watched the Tom Hanks movie with Julia Roberts. You know where he goes to the community college? I forgot what his...
What the hell
was the name of that? I'm blocking on it
right
now.
I'll get it.
But anyway, so you dropped out of community college. What the hell's wrong with you?
No. So how it was originally last
week...
Okay,
wait, remember. The truth
shall
set you free.
Set you free.
Okay. I was registered for two classes, the history of film and animation and physics.
Are they both four credit classes?
Correct.
Mike, was it Larry Crown?
Larry Crown. I saw Larry Crown. Now, history, what's that first one that I would call seriously nothing? What is it called?
History of Film and Animation.
History of Film and Animation. I would say that would be, you'd get on your skateboard and sprint to that class.
Because it would not only be easy, it would be fun. It's a movie watching class. God knows Mike and I took enough of them.
History of Film and Animation. Let's go to our other interns right now. Maddie, how would you describe that course? If you said someone's taking History of Film and Animation, how would you describe a course like that?
Well, personally, I'd be jealous.
That's all you need to say. That's a good. Rachel, a gut, correct? That's as gut can be. Am I right?
Is it a gut class,
right,
Rachel?
There. Is it a gut class? Super easy, right?
Right.
Super easy. I'm talking to the mic, please.
I would say so.
Right?
Yeah.
But it isn't like, oh my God, statistics.
It's not macro or microeconomics. What's great, Mike, is every time you mention Northern Virginia Community College, our interns from American University have a big laugh.
Yeah. But,
no, we don't.
But hold on.
I've been watching.
No, we do not.
Let me tell you something. At American University, when you hear a course like History of Film and Animation, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, the parents that are paying that exorbitant rate, that, you know, they're not going to be bitter. And so you say, oh, it's very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult to, you know, the stress of pulling the chairs into a circle and having a discussion about that movie we watched.
Mike, the best excuse I ever had was, it's required for my major.
There it is. There it is.
I ask Mac, what do you mean you dropped out? What happened, Mac?
Yeah. So I went to the History of Film and Animation class, and it had absolutely nothing to do with animation.
What did they show you?
I mean, it was the first class was just telling us what we were going to do. They pretty much said we would have to watch 100 different films, all silent movies, black and white movies that I do not give a crap about.
Yes.
Well, that's why it's the history. That's why it's the history of film and animation. It's not the history of movies you want to watch, you dumbass. That's well, not what it's supposed to be.
It's when you raised your hand and said, when do we get to watch Naruto?
Exactly.
I was not expecting that. Exactly. I was thinking maybe start with Disney and the progression of animation through history.
Yeah, well, Disney was a dick, and there was a lot before him. Okay,
all right, calm down. Are they going to go back to like where you had the little book where they flip books.
Or down to the Nickelodeon where you'd crank the thing and it looked like the lady was dancing.
Okay, yeah. Now let's let him explain why he said no, this isn't for me. I'm leaving.
For one, it was an elective class.
Yes.
But for you, aren't they all electives?
The reason I took it is because I wanted to avoid the history class. If I took that, I didn't have to take the general history of Western civilization.
To clarify, you did not agree with the curriculum.
Yes.
So you said, no, this isn't for me.
Correct. I mean, it just wasn't for me. I did not have an interest in it like I thought the class was.
Slacker.
Well.
He's a slacker.
So are you down to four credits?
No. Oh. I am actually up to 10 now.
Okay, what happened after that?
The thing
that?
Is, I dropped out of that, and I instantly signed up for two more classes.
Instantly?
Oh, wait, so when you said, when I heard drop out, yeah, I thought you were done with school.
Yeah. That's not, I mean, I kind of said that in a general sense.
Hold on, take a deep breath. Hold on. You're with us now, okay?
I get it.
You've got several very significant crap detectors in here. and my crap detector is redlining right now, okay? Are you enrolled in any classes right now?
Yes, I'm still enrolled in the physics.
Which starts when?
That starts next week.
Okay.
So it hasn't begun yet.
That's why I said I dropped out.
He hasn't dropped that yet.
So you dropped the history of film and animation, and you're going to take physics? Are you going to take any other classes?
I'm going to take the history of Western civilization.
That's going to be a lot tougher than the film
than
and
the
animation.
Film one, yeah.
I know, but... I at least learned something through it, and it.
Yeah, that's great. Now see that you've redeemed yourself.
That's the right attitude.
That's education right there. That's fantastic. History of Western civilization. That's fantastic.
Wouldn't film lend him a little more to this craft?
Well, there's also this fact that the history counts as a social studies credit and
oh, you're walking the
credit.
System.
It counts
I'm
as both an art and social studies versus the. History of film and animation is only humanities.
This is important when you're filling out your Northern Virginia Community College bar graph to success.
It looks like stairs because you take one step up and then it's a flat plane because you're not going anywhere. And then one step up, a flat plane.
And before you say he's totally redeemed himself, and I don't really want to be the devil's
advocate.
Well, I'm
glad dropping out, to be honest with you, my heart sunk a little bit.
But,
I was
not
happy.
He went
that.
To a film class about cartoons, didn't like it, dropped it. He hasn't started physics yet. He's planning on going. But if you go there, and what if they say 9.8? Meters per second is the speed of gravity when things fall. And you say, I disagree. Are you going to drop physics?
I love physics.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What's your
okay.
favorite thing about physics?
The math.
Yeah, me too.
He does like the math. I will give him that.
It's all
he is
algebra.
A math guy.
I am great at it. I mean, I actually took the physics class before, but I did not pass it. So that's why I'm taking it again.
My favorite thing.
Hold on. Wait.
Homework.
Why didn't you pass it?
Homework.
Because you didn't do the homework.
Correct.
Why are you so lazy?
That's a direct question.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Here's a math question
that was
for
so
you.
Serious.
Hold on, Rob. This is my line of inquisition right now. Why are you being so lazy?
I was not motivated in the past.
Are you motivated now?
Oh yeah.
What's your motivation?
I mean, the experience I had when I told the truth to my parents just was very stressful. I mean, it felt like a click to me, and I honestly know how to space out my time more now.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm. Honestly, gonna do everything.
But
all right, so I think it's important as your internship supervisor
and advisor
and your career counselor. I think it is very important since obviously at home there might be some communication issues.
What?
I think it would be very important for you to share with your immediate supervisor, Mr. Matthew Bloom, the list of classes that you are taking.
Yeah, we got to see paperwork.
Yeah, we really
and,
do.
And we want to see paperwork so we know you're going to class.
Yeah, because in most internships, you have to get college credit. I've been letting you slide, clearly. But now it means something.
Yeah. Now, you say in physics you like the math. Can I ask you a math problem? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Let's say you've signed up for 8 credits. And you drop a 4-credit class. How many credits do you have left?
I have 4.
That's exactly right. And if
so how many classes is he going to this semester?
I'm going to take 2, and then I'm going to I signed up for a second 8-week class at the end of the semester.
And that class is?
That is student development.
But technically this semester, the spring
that
semester.
Sex ed?
What the hell is student development?
It's like a baseline college course that you have to take.
What is it? Like, here's a checkbook. This is how you run one.
How do you go through college? Just tips and stuff.
How long have you been going to college?
How many years have you been in school?
Technically, I mean, off and on, about 4.
You should be a doctor or an architect by now.
All right, so but let's not pick on him. Let's motivate him. I think this is good.
This is good.
They're called doctors.
I started 4 years ago. I stopped to work a job. At one point, so it's been a thing.
All right, so it's a thing, but you're still plugging, and that's important. And you're going to take the physics, but we're going to check on you when I'm going to ask you how school's going. Have you been going to class? How is the class going? If you don't mind, when you come in here, I want to get updates on how you're progressing.
Sure, I can
and
do that.
I won't. And did you see Pony Boy reach for that paper to write down his classes? He's not going to do it. He's not going to give a rat's ass. He doesn't give a rat's ass about.
I'm monitoring it right now.
Julia. No, you have enough on your plate. You're not going to monitor
him all the time.
Will you be his mentor?
I will. I think I have been.
You know what? I
didn't know he had
great.
To be told to go to class.
Julia, for a long time, had homework issues too because she didn't find it challenging enough, so she just blew it off. So what we had to do was initial all of her assignments. Do you think it would be helpful if Oscar initialed your homework?
Sure.
How about this? Bring me the syllabus.
Okay.
That'll be a better gauge of what you actually have to do.
I agree.
Fair?
Because Oscar's in the game, too. And we'll talk to our other interns when we come back. I want to see what classes they're taking, too. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara College Hour right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Got a good in my life, in my life. Got a good in my life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got to get you in. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring but you're not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this. We have gotten people in our listening audience that have wonderful things to say about ZipRecruiter.com because it's the easy way to get the best candidates. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click, and you can be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes.
Wow.
The last time I checked, that's a lot.
It is.
Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. Getting the right people for your company is so important, and I love hearing from the people that have succeeded with ZipRecruiter. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. Try it for free. Do it right now. Make sure you get the right people to fill your next job opening at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Okay, well, we've got Mac, and he's not dropping out of school. He's actually going to be taking some classes.
Right.
Little trouble with motivation and, I think, I don't know.
What's the end game, Mac? Where do you want to be?
I want to be a software designer.
Okay.
I think he'll get there. I think we just need a roadmap to success.
Yeah.
Well, we like having you around, so you got a home here, so that's important. let's move over. Who should we check in with? Maddie or Rachel?
Maddie's let's start with Rachel.
Rachel's got the mic right now. Then go to
Maddie.
Rachel, she of the Rachel on the Street, did a great job. Rachel, now you're back at AU, and tell us what courses are you taking this semester?
So I'm taking an anthropology class, a digital skills class, the global majority, which is like an econ class, entertainment law. That's the rough
one.
Ooh,
that is tough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Rachel, that's a tough. I mean, anthropology is no easy slog.
No, it's tough.
That is really, really tough. Then you've got entertainment law, which is that's got to be extremely difficult.
Actually, in college, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, I know. It's just, I mean,
at a real school with dorms.
All I know is when I was at American University, the broadcast journalism majors, we would have run from that. But you know what? I think kids are probably more interested in it today because it's so much more public today.
Yeah, it's global.
I came a few years after you to VCU, also not a real school, but we had to take communications law, which I'm sure is a lot like entertainment law, and that was a required class, and it was a ball buster.
Is the entertainment law going to be more like the rules of the game, or is it going to be more like being an agent? What is?
It's looking at like cases through the entertainment industry, like where people have been like accused of copywriting, and basically like what we're doing is like looking at these cases between two different groups, like an entertainment group or in like a celebrity.
Will they also address indecency cases? I remember a lot of those.
I can write you a novel about that one.
Well, Mike, this was before we lived through it. This is when I was only studying it.
But it sounds like this is not a walk in the park semester for you, right?
No, it's not, especially because I think the professor kind of expects us to have like context or background with like legal terms, so a lot of it is me just like looking up, like I have no idea.
Everyone's catching up.
Yeah.
You're playing catch
all up. I know is I had a conversation with my daughter Elizabeth yesterday, and she was talking to me about anthropology being a little problematic last semester. So
yeah,
I'm fresh on that one there. Let's move it over to Maddie and find out, Maddie, what courses are you taking this year? You're not dropping out, are you?
Not yet.
Okay,
but it is early.
Yeah, we'll see. So I'm a psych and PR double major, so I'm taking 2 PR classes and 3 psych classes.
Wow.
How many credits total?
15.
Wow. See, it can be done, Mac.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, after you get done with your PR degree, you think you could do some work for us for free?
She could actually cut her teeth here.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a need. We have a PR need on the Mike O'Mara show. We'll talk about that down the road. But
so we've
got
2 full-time students and 1 kind of part-time student.
Well, we love our interns, and we wish them all the very, very best. And everybody take care, because the blizzard is coming to Washington, D.C. So, you know, I'm not there. I'm down here. So please tell me what's happening and what's happening.
Do you want to answer this?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, with a message on behalf of our Transportation Department.
Yes.
As the winter months are upon us, transportation staff is preparing for the possibility of using modified bus stops during or after a weather event. An email will be sent to you this evening explaining how modified bus stops will be communicated to you. Please take the time to read this message. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thanks,
so
Wade.
Really what it is, Mike, is that they're starting to panic on Tuesday for something that will start on Friday.
All right, how much now? You've lived it, Rob, and I know you get excited just about as much as anybody. I am hearing historic. That's the word that I'm hearing about the D.C. corridor, like right in our backyard. That's what I'm hearing about this one.
I've been reading all the models, looking at all the models. This could very well be the biggest storm of my life in the D.C. area. They're calling it Dulles right now. 18 to 24 plus inches from Friday going into Saturday. And when it hits 2 feet, that's just uncommon.
Why are you smiling, Pony?
Nothing's going to happen. It's going to rain like it always does.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's fantastic.
We'll
you really think so?
Line.
No, but you see, the thing is that the most conservative weather forecaster in town is Chuck Bell. And even he's starting to bend on it. He's not like Topper. Topper's the one that was doing the rain dance and putting on the native masks and dancing. But
do we still have Bernstein on the speed dial?
On retainer?
I think we do, but you know, every time we call him, we tend to regret it.
We need a new source.
We do. I will see if I
can... like Bernstein.
He's a hack.
He's not a hack. Come on.
Mike.
Come on now.
If HB can join us tomorrow. I'd love to talk to him about it. But it is ever changing, and there's several models. Mike, I know you prefer the European models.
This is true. Yes, but, I like the European models. You know, just because they look better on the runway.
The thing that will really be crazy, if one European model hits, Richmond is going to get 30 inches of snow.
Who cares about Richmond?
But here's the thing. Richmond can't handle it. They're worse than here.
We can handle it.
So... Richmond, really, if that happens, I think that they will probably just burn the city down. It'll be like in the Civil War.
The Wade Byard of Richmond would be like, oh, hello there. I was on the back porch enjoying my mint julep, and you see, unfortunately, a 30-inch snowfall is like Armageddon all over again.
Mike.
And the 30-inch snowfall would be just like the Yankee victory over the Rebs.
We were considering plowing Monument Avenue, but with all the statuary of our great heroes that preceded us, coupled with the cobblestone streets, we prefer a natural thought. We should have school back in session by March.
There was one time when one of those snowplows actually got so close to the stature of Robert E. Lee that it chipped off a marble piece of his boot. Yes, Oscar, you were going to say something.
Man killed.
I wish, one, it kind of, it bothers me a little bit, and it's, look, it's just who Rob, it's his DNA that he gets excited for the excitement, right? On my end, Pony, it bothers me that his disassociation with the reality and knowing that this is an event actually upsets me as well. I would like more people to say, this is a weather event that may or may not happen. Take the right precaution to get ready for it.
No,
right?
No, our crew, you're not these two guys. You're not going to get that out of them. It's not going to happen. No,
I made precautions. I took all the precautions.
What are the precautions you're taking?
I got a lot of wine. We're set and good to go.
Gin it up today. That is
I work with alcoholics.
I can't imagine, like at about 4 o'clock on Saturday, Pony, you're going to call him up and you know, ring, and you'll hear,
about saying this, and I guess I'm going to come in from a different perspective because we got an email that said we have to have class, right? So we're going to the hotel and we're going to have class in the ballrooms.
Like that's the motto of our network as well.
Is this because the culture of the whole NBA thing is kill or die, but the corporation first? Yeah, I mean, I get the impression seriously that they. There's a mindset there that it's just
at the time. So it's a time crunch.
Talking about a time.
It's a time crunch. It has nothing to do with American greed. It has everything to do with hours per credit hours.
They have to get this stuff in
if
when they get it, or they're not going
to
get it.
You have to extend
all.
The semester. And this isn't Loudoun County where you can just take off 30 days and say okay. We're not going to deal with it.
You're not like the public school system.
No. The public information Loudoun County Public Schools.
And to be fair, you're already at the hotel.
You have to either make up that time or you have to make that time work for you.
Mike, while the snow is coming down outside, Oscar is just like in The Shining. He's talking to Lloyd, the bartender. He's already in the abandoned hotel.
All I know, all I know is the whole NBA thing. I went up into NBA land when I went up to Boston because my brother-in-law,
entire family,
my niece's husband and my nephew, they're all in the land of this. And there's just you go up there and I'm sitting there going, yeah, Mom's doing fine. I'm sitting in the kitchen and Paul's like, okay, I'm heading out at 5 o'clock. Yeah. See ya. Taking the jet to wherever. And meanwhile, I go over to my niece's house and, I'm playing with the kids. Where's Dad? Oh, he's on a trip. He's coming back. And they're all, it's just nose to the grindstone. That's the attitude. That's the attitude they had. Something that is so foreign to so much of.
Well, I thought you were going to say that he's like, oh, where's Daddy? Well, he's at his Bloomberg terminal upstairs where he's like day trading, right?
Pretty intense stuff. It is. But I will tell you, as educated and brilliant as my brother-in-law is, we came back Monday. I arrive and I was too late to make it out to the assisted living facility, and I determined that I didn't need to rent a car, so I was gonna dare to jump on the Boston Metro system, which I'm totally unfamiliar with.
Is it the T?
It's the T.
Yes.
And the blue line, the green line. You know, they the green.
I pity the fool that doesn't take mass transit.
Mr. T.
It's the T. And
I get on the thing, and I made it to the right transfer station, but then I didn't know whether I was going to take, I guess it was the blue line or the orange line. I wasn't quite sure.
Do you go
so
to
I
South
called my
brother-in-law.
I didn't go to South Station. I went to State Street. That's where I jumped off the train that came out of Logan Airport.
All right.
And I go to State Street, and I get off there. That was turned out to be the correct move. But then I didn't know because I'm basically looking at the map and guessing what part of Back Bay they're located in. Mm-hmm. And I call my brother-in-law, and he says, okay, you don't want to take the line. Like, this line, I'll meet you at this station. And he meets me, and then when he meets me, Kathy walks in 5 minutes later, And we all start hanging out. We go out. We had a nice dinner together. It was actually a real legitimate visit and allowed us to discuss everything and actually have a pretty good time. And then my brilliant brother-in-law and my equally well-educated sister sit there and turn on their favorite TV show. And I was thoroughly entertained by their commentary as they sat down to enjoy The Bachelor.
Oh!
I was blown out of my mind.
This was
absolutely
your lead story when we spoke on Tuesday morning. You said that this could be its own podcast.
Kathy saying things along the line. It was better last year. This year, it's just a bunch of sluts.
This year, they're crazy. This year, they're crazy.
They seemed a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Yes,
did you see the girl drop out?
Well, I watched
was
the rose.
Was her name Mac?
I watched the rose ceremony. That's what I did. I watched the rose. And the rose ceremony, correct me if I'm wrong, he gives everyone a rose that gets to stay.
Next round.
And the little hens that don't get the roses, they got to take a powder. Is that the way that works?
They take an Uber of tears back to their home.
Yes.
Ah, the
yes.
Uber yes. of tears. And that's sad, right?
Yeah. And there was one girl that was, she wasn't picked, and it was the bartender. And she, you know, first of all, you know, if you're going to go on national television, you ought to do something with that hair. That's just my opinion. That's just the way it was. But, you know, I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, even the smarter people, people that have better credentials academically than I do, can sit there and watch this idiot television
show.
Entertainment.
You know? And that entertainment show was entertainment.
But it is, how long has it been on? It's like on its 30th season, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was heavy into The Bachelor when it first came out. I would say the first 7 seasons. And once they started going Bachelorette and then back and forth, it just... I like it when the guys are at play.
Isn't there also
a bunch of dudes everywhere?
After the Rose?
After the Rose happens now right after.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last 3 seasons they started after the Rose.
Well, let me just say that the gentleman featured, do you happen to know his name? The gentleman that's featured.
Oh, no, but he's a dreamboat. Looks like Clark Kent.
Well, this is a guy, to me, who obviously has probably been told that he was good looking. He's been told that he was good looking probably since the age of 13 and all the way through, and he knows it.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks like that, but I will tell you, he is not going to be tapped to design anything for the next space mission to Mars. I really don't think it's going to happen for
him.
He'll be
too busy tapping that ass.
That's right.
Yeah, well, tapping that ass, with the smile, and he's so dumb that he's perfectly comfortable in what I would find a almost crushingly embarrassing
situation. As someone who is not familiar with not even this season, but the entire run of the episode, would you put him in the same sort of classified box as, do you remember Joe Millionaire, Evan Marriott?
Yes.
Is it like that? Same deal. He's a good-looking dumb guy. That's all he is, right?
I would say Joe Millionaire maybe a little brighter.
Really?
Yeah, a little brighter. Joe Millionaire, a little smarter.
So it's a good-looking making a millionaire.
Yes,
making,
absolutely.
Making a murderer, rather,
there
not making a millionaire.
A scene, and maybe we could pull it somehow, but this is where my heart broke a little bit, right? Because women have body issues at times, and I respect that. You know,
so
you're,
do
you're,
men.
We're trying hard.
Oscar
that.
Is addicted to
and
this show.
He is.
There's a moment where one of his suitors, the ladies, I guess you could call them that, right?
Yeah.
One of the girls vying for his love.
How
takes
about
him
contestants?
His who was?
Takes him to the
his
side.
Who was?
She's a who was.
This girl's
she's
actually
a who was.
Super attractive, but she's a self-saboteur. Well, she self-sabotages, right? She goes up to him. She goes, I heard that there's a rumor going around about my cankles. And she calls them cankles.
Oh, no.
She goes, I'm very self-conscious about him. And he's sitting there. And you could tell, even with his dullard bedside manner, he's sitting
there.
He's
creating the lie as she was saying it to him.
He's like, why are you talking to me about your cankles? And I sat there and said, why would you even talk to him about this?
Why would you spotlight your cankles if you have cankles? Well, it's the same reason fat guys make jokes about being fat.
The camera pans to her cankles.
Were they enormous?
They are cankles.
Did she look like, was it really like a hippo at the watering hole? Is that what it was?
It was something that you would notice if you highlight. Otherwise, you're just looking at a rack in her face. Right?
I don't know, Mike. After he saw her ankles, he wanted to keep her around just to harvest the ivory.
Next week, the women on The Bachelor take a trip to the Bahamas, and you'll recognize all the girls in their beach outfits and Susie wearing her high top.
But that's how crazy the show is.
Oh, and it's getting
might
better.
Have to, you know, I will tell you, after the commentary from my sister and brother-in-law, I may have to reevaluate my stance on not watching that program. Because, and by the way, Mr. Reality TV, the only one. What's the only one that I never missed? The only
Survivor.
One. No, Carla misses, no, never misses Survivor.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And it's on, and I've been missing it. I got to catch up.
Come
I don't
on.
Know what I'm doing. My God.
Come
life is
on.
Pathetic, isn't it?
What the
we'll
hell?
Take a break. We've got news you may not need. Fresh off the plane. Thank you, Jet Fart Blue. Jet Fart. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein lookalike, Rob Spielak.
And Rob, let me say right now, I'm thrilled that you're on the show with us this week.
You should be.
Gary Stein's on the show too, although he's wearing a back brace for this episode.
I thought he always wore a back brace.
And I'm wearing a corset.
I'm wearing a truss.
It's a great show. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy two t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Club W. One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine. How about a wine called Wonderful?
Oh, look at that.
Mm. Oh, yes. How about a wine called Chop Shop?
Oh, you I know got what the that best one. Song. Ooh, that's awesome.
You got Chop Shop, too?
I do. It's waiting for me at home.
And one of my all-time favorites, Alma Libre.
Oh, Amor Libre?
Carla's showing me something here.
Free
oh,
love.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, with the recipe for, and they have recipes back on what you can drink the wine with. Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, perfect pairing. The recipes give you a perfect pairing for the wine they send you.
Oh, like for example, what does this wine go with? Shrimp tacos. The wonderful wine goes with shrimp tacos with watermelon salsa.
Nice.
Fantastic. I'm talking about Club W. Let me tell you what it is in case you're wondering what I'm babbling about. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine that you will love. They have an easy six-question palate profile quiz where they ask you about what you like. Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you will love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman and saves you money. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off.
Yes.
That's what I said. 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers. I am really looking forward to drinking that wine called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I've heard great things about it. I really have from our listeners. They really dig that. So you check it out, and I'll check it out for you. Might do it before the show's over, as a matter of fact.
News.
Did I do that loud enough? Let me turn that up.
Turn up a little bit. Here we go.
Hold on. Here we go.
All right.
All right. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Oh, wait. I switched over to another one. Oh, how did I lose that? I lost my news sound. No.
You lost the news sounder?
I did. Oh, here we go. No, I lost it.
All right. How about this?
What?
News.
Thank you.
Brum, bum, 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 bum.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you say,
boo. I'm done. I'm officially done with soundboard. I'm officially done.
No, soundboard is awesome.
It's the worst.
It's the best out there.
Haven't invented anything else.
It's the best out there.
2 weeks ahead of the Iowa caucuses, Sarah Palin joined Donald Trump at a rally at Iowa State University and officially gave him the endorsement that every other Republican candidate was hoping for. Really?
So he's got the loony bin vote now.
Well, we've regressed that much. I mean, wasn't she the disgraced resigning governor, and now they're all hoping for? I'm confused.
Okay,
I don't
get
it.
Did you see, and I've got audio of her in the vault. Did you see her speech?
Yes, I saw almost the whole thing.
Question. The shirt.
Shrill. She's gotten shriller.
She's much
correct?
Shriller. The yes. shirt looks like she was going out looking to hook up with a younger guy.
Right.
And was she drinking?
I was watching on the plane today, I was watching Morning Joe, and they were talking about the fact that this is the first time that Donald Trump lost control of the room.
Yeah.
They said literally the first time that he was not in control. And then someone said, well, no, he probably authorized the speech. And they said, no, that's not how she rolls. That she wants to do her own
thing.
She
goes rogue.
She did.
She goes rogue.
And she came out with a shirt rogue. That looked like it had like 75,000 safety pins hanging from it. Like this glittery thing. And
so you'll have it in the audio. I want to hear it in the audio.
You know what?
Box.
I can play it now if you want.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead. Let's do it right now.
Here
and play
are some
the,
highlights. Here's the first part of her speech yesterday.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here just thawing out.
I'm in it to win it. We're not going to chill. In fact, it's time to drill, baby, drill. You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and
okay,
go
stop, kick stop, 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 stop. Hold on. Oh, my God. Ah!
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
It is
I
painful.
Have to ask this question. She didn't pull that the first time around, right? She's gotten into another...
She has found... I think what
it's
it is...
It's painful.
...is she has found her little niche... that she appeals to, the crowd that she loves and loves her, and she's given them exactly what they want. Mm-hmm.
All right, play a little more shrill.
I think that's a little closer to the real her, but I bet the Republican handlers reined her in when she was running.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thought. Here we go.
Our leader is a little bit different. He's a multi-billionaire. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's amazing. He is not elitist at all.
Here's a little more of her, more shrill.
How about the rest of us? Right-wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right. Doggone right, we're angry, justifiably
okay,
so.
Okay, I get it.
Right. Is
right, hold on.
He was a rambling. You didn't mess with that. You didn't, it was that bad.
He looked a little light next to it. I mean, this is the man that's been in control. And it was a rambling speech that made some people wonder if she was drunk. That's what that's the press that she's getting about this. So we'll have to and I guess he's campaigning with her. She's campaigning with him today. That's what's going on.
Chances are she wasn't drunk because I think her son drank all the alcohol earlier in the week.
That's so lovely. Thank you. Jamie Foxx helped save a man. Did you see this morning?
Yes.
Jamie Foxx saved
a
man from a burning pickup truck, which was pretty incredible. He wrecked in front of Jamie's house outside L.A. Monday night. Jamie heard the crash and called 911, then ran outside. You know, no faking it here. This was a legitimate truck that went up in flames. The guy's name, 32-year-old Brett Kyle, had been speeding and lost control on the wet road, drove into a drainage ditch and rolled his pickup truck several times. The truck came to rest on the passenger side and it was on fire. Another bystander had a pair of EMT scissors, which they used to break the window and cut the seatbelt and pull Kyle out. Unfortunately, Kyle was drunk, so he was arrested and taken to a hospital for treatment. So
but
he's in a bit of trouble right now.
A celebrity of all the people that we chastise, especially Jamie Foxx, right?
I give Jamie Foxx a hard time. I loved Ray. I thought it was one of the great.
But
I loved Django Unchained. I thought it was incredible.
And
you know,
the egomania that comes with his persona, the idea that he would put his life at, you know, really risk.
And even after the fact, when all was said and done, when he spoke to the media, he was humble about
it. Yes.
He was really humble about it.
He earned a lot of points with
not
me
not all
today.
Of us would do that.
No. Absolutely. Right? That's you know, and it's not an, you know, the thing is, you got to give props. He did it. He walked the walk, so that's all there is
good
to that. Zac Efron celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday with his self-centered tweet. This is it. Quote, "I'm grateful for a couple of things today. Martin Luther King Jr. and 10 million followers on Instagram."
Oh, my God.
It's unclear if he was trying to be funny or if he thought MLK Day was a free-for-all like Thanksgiving or something, but some people were offended, so he deleted it and posted an apology. He said, quote, "I have nothing but the greatest admiration and respect for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I realize that my post was completely insensitive, and I apologize to anyone who I may have offended. So sorry." When you have that many followers and you step on your it is pretty funny.
It's
when you
bad.
When it makes me chuckle when they have to come back with that half-hearted apology. You know, by the way, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, hey, way to go. One of the great civil rights leaders of all time. And I have 10 million followers now. Thank you. Janet Hubert played Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I didn't watch that. Did you watch that show, Rob? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
She was on the first three seasons, and she still blames Will Smith for her firing, so it's not surprising she went off on his wife, Jada, over her Oscar boycott. I didn't know that Jada was boycotting the Oscars. Well, Jada's not nominated for an Oscar.
No, but her husband is. Well, he was supposed to. He got snubbed.
Right.
Oh, he got snubbed for concussion.
Yes.
In a four-minute YouTube video, she said, quote, "There's a lot of crap going on in the world that you all don't seem to recognize. People are dying. Our boys are being shot left and right. People are starving. People are trying to pay bills."
I mean, this is the theme song to the show.
And you're talking about some mother effing actors and Oscars. It just ain't that deep. She also attacked Jada for trying to get other people to join her boycott and jeopardize their own standing in Hollywood. And she took a shot at Will for not standing up for the rest of the Fresh Prince cast during salary negotiations.
Oh, my God.
Wow, she's really dragging the floor on this
one. She's going back, way back. Speaking of Will, Speaking of Will, she said he didn't deserve an Oscar nomination for Concussion or even the Golden Globe nomination that he got for it.
So really?
She's bitter. She's bitter. An angry, angry lady.
Yeah, let it go on Viv.
Yeah, on Viv, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, they're more important issues, but when you have your personal axe to grind, your credibility is destroyed. Somebody should tell Aunt Viv all about that, but it's a great theme song.
to see that house, because it's a real home in Bel Air, I still feel like a little kid. I'm like, that's where the Fresh Prince lived. A lot of fun. Will Smith.
It is a lot of fun.
This is the kind of
it really is. To, I guess for context, it's down the hill from where my sister lived. So,
kind of cool, isn't
it?
You see
it, and you're like, oh,
Bel Air, baby.
Does Connie Stevens ever stop by?
I don't doubt it.
Okay.
This is the kind of study that's going to drive people to become insane Howard Hughes types, sealing themselves in sterile rooms for the rest of their lives.
Good.
A study at North Carolina State University found that every room in your house is infested with bugs. They studied 50 houses and found over 500 different types of insects, an average of 100 in every house. They searched for bugs in 554 total rooms and found some in all but 5 rooms.
Wow.
Fortunately, most of the bugs are harmless. I have bugs right now. I have ghost ants that are walking around my
very
computer
scary.
Right now. Most are harmless, but still the 5 most common bugs are cobweb spiders, carpet beetles, small midges. Not sure what that
are they
is.
Like non-seethems?
Midge.
Ants.
Ants.
And here's one, book lice.
Ooh.
Really?
Book lice. That sounds gross, doesn't it?
When we lived with Big Daddy, he had an old house with a real functioning fireplace. And one summer, I looked, and like 6 praying mantises fell out of the fireplace. And it was like, oh my God. Because those are like 6 inches long.
Yeah, they're huge.
And then there's the urban legend that you're not allowed to kill them.
Yeah.
So what did we do in the middle of August? We built a fire.
How dare you. Such cruelty. Well, they are among us. 30-year-old, little something something now, 30-year-old Ernest Akins of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, was pulled over last March for drunk driving, and a judge ordered him to submit his urine for drug tests once a month as part of his probation. So he did, including last month, when he realized it wasn't going to come back clean.
Uh-oh.
So what did he do, you ask?
Yes.
He busted into the FedEx drop box outside the courthouse and stole it back, duh. Except he got caught, so he was charged with tampering with evidence, and the court tested his pee anyway and found heroin, morphine, and opiates in it.
Hey.
That got him another charge for violating his probation, but it's okay, because in the eyes of Ernest's own family, he's still number one. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. I wrote that one on Monday.
Particularly good.
Before the show, and I decided to leave. Go figure. We'll take a break. Come back with a very brief audio vault right here on the Michael O'Mara Show.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from The Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There is no better time like the present to take control of your financial future. Are you ready to take the first step? A lot of people are talking about this may be a time to jump on board.
Yep.
Whether you're a multi-million-dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Stock market getting a lot of positive and negative news right now. Betterment lets you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services, and they already manage billions of dollars for more than 100,000 customers. You need a better way. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and Betterment is leading the way with a better way. Betterment uses a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Plus, Betterment will offer you advice, and Lord knows you need it now. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there. even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. It's streamlined investing, automated, easy to use. Let Betterment help you reach your financial goals by keeping you on track. Sign up on your computer or smartphone today, phone rather, and get up to 6 months of automated investing free. And more information by going to Betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made easy and made better. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, Jan 20, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
This is my favorite tape of the day and maybe of the week.
Okay.
It is so great. It is a guy and he's talking to his toddler. I would say somewhere between maybe 18 months and 2 years old and explaining the concept of snow. And the toddler isn't buying it. It's just so cute. Check this out.
Snow falls from the sky. And it blankets everything. It covers it completely.
That is funny.
I'm funny.
That is funny.
No, it's a true story. The snow falls. Listen, the snow will fall from the sky and it will cover the ground. You don't believe it?
I am so sorry. I misspoke. That's Doug Kammerer on Channel 4 talking to the anchor desk about the weather coming up.
No, Doug it's just, Kammerer it with is, his cleft.
It is so cute. Question. I'm going to give you guys a Jeopardy thing. I want to see if you can answer it, okay? Because it plays into the next tape. A 1957 event led to the creation of a national historic site in this city signed into law by a president whose library is now there, too. So it's a 1957 event of a national historic site that was signed into a law by a president who has a library in that city. Any guesses? Anybody?
Ooh, Mike Romero. What is Hannibal, Missouri?
Hannibal, Missouri? Not correct.
It's going to be Franklin, Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, incorrect.
Oh, it's definitely Eugene, Ohio.
Oh, not Eugene, Ohio, and it's in Oregon. But the reason...
Eugene, Ohio.
Eugene, Ohio is a guy you went to school with. The reason I asked this is something happened on Jeopardy that I've never seen before. All three contestants in Final Jeopardy bet it all. All three of them got it wrong.
Oh.
So do you know what they have to do? There's no returning champion.
So they just bring in a new group?
Slate. Yeah, but anyway, here's it happening on Jeopardy this week.
You said you were going for Springfield, and that would have been incorrect. So you risked and lost everything. You're down to zero. Now let's go to Claudia. She had 13,800, was tied for the lead, and she wrote down what is Austin. No, that too is incorrect. And what did it cost you? Everything.
Oh,
now
wow.
We come to Mike Drummond. His response was, what is Atlanta? The correct response is Little Rock, Arkansas. Let's see what Mike lost. 13,800. We have three players finishing with no money. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that tomorrow we will have no returning champion. We will introduce three new players to Jeopardy.
Oh, he's such a dick.
Sorry,
do
folks.
You hear the joy in his voice?
Yeah, he loves it.
Do you hear the joy? Yeah. He loved that. Yeah. He loved that.
They're popping champagne at King World. They
exactly.
love it.
No money given away. That means none of you are coming back, and I am happy to tell you that, because I'm a bitter Canadian. I'm Alex Trebek.
So
thank
long,
you.
Stains.
Oh, my God.
Let's close with this, Mike. I think you're going to particularly enjoy this. His name is Tommy. He's an Irish guy. And you know how Oscar can't say pizza three times in a row?
Right.
Do it for me once.
Pizza.
Exactly.
I love that.
Tommy, the Irish guy, he can't say the word specifically.
Go, Tommy.
Maybe say it first.
Specifically.
I'll say it.
Jackie.
Say the word, keep forgetting.
Specifically.
Say it again.
Specifically.
Say it again.
Specifically.
Specifically.
People still do that today.
Yeah, and amazingly, Mike, Tommy the Irish guy has never seen snow. Thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.